The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In today's US update, we'll cover the key headlines. Kamala Harris's first major interview as the Democratic nominee, where she tackled immigration, the Gaza conflict, fracking and more. Trump is under fire again after an incident at Arlington National Cemetery and, of course, the arrest of two teens in the tragic shooting of an Irish man in Kansas City. Joining us to talk about these stories, Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway, columnist with the journal.ie, and currently down in New Ross for the Kennedy Summer School. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, let's talk about Kamala Harris first of all. Did you catch much of the interview?
I did. I watched a lot of it back. And the truth of it is, it was really kind of a non-entity. She wasn't great, but she didn't hurt herself either. And as such, I think it's a win for the Harris Walls team. They clearly were nervous about this, nervous that she might say something that could harm her surge in the polls. She didn't do that. As I say, she wasn't excellent, but she was fine.
Now, Trump's verdict was one word, boring.
Yeah, I think that that's probably something that can be hurled quite accurately at the interview. And I think Democrats will be relieved that it was somewhat boring. If she had a weak point, it was when Dana Bash asked her right at the start, what would you do on day one? Now, to me, that had to be a question that her team should have anticipated, and she fumbled that one. And of course, Bash also went after her on a number of her policy U-turns, went after Tim Walz on his misstatements about carrying a gun and his military service record and all sorts of things. So I don't think Trump can say that Bash went easy on them. Her tone may have been measured, but she asked some hard questions. I think those are the things that Republicans are going to stress. Harris wasn't perfect in responding to them, but she was just fine.
Yeah.
Which again,
now her line being, "I haven't changed my policy. I may have changed policy, but I haven't changed my ethics or my worldview." That kind of thing. So fracking, you can do a U-turn on that. You can look at the immigration for which she had a responsibility on the southern border, and say we'll be tougher. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's going to be a theme, is going to be, look, my core is what it is, what it always has been. I may have pivoted with it, in fact, kind of a tacit nod that, look, this is what politicians do. We do pivot. That's the reality of the situation. But look at my opponent, on the other hand, what is at his core? And I think that's what the way she's going to juxtapose the choice that Americans have.
Now, the incident at Arlington National Cemetery, where Trump arrives along with his entourage, and they abuse one of the workers there.
Yeah, pretty horrific stuff. This again was one of the ceremonies held regularly to lay wreaths on the graves of soldiers, and this indeed involved soldiers who died in Afghanistan. And Trump and his team wanted to go there, and it looks to me to be pretty ruthlessly for political reasons. They wanted to be there. I think it's no mistake that it was, those killed in Afghanistan, given that he's going to continually highlight the failings of the Biden administration with respect to the withdrawal of U.S. troops from there. And a really ugly incident took place in which one of the employees invoked the policy, hey, you're not allowed to use Arlington National Cemetery for political purposes. You're not allowed to take photos here. And the Trump people basically pushed her aside, which I think was a really nasty incident. And there's a bigger issue here, Pat, which is one I really can't fathom. Why is it that Donald Trump seems to be determined to go out of his way to dishonor and disrespect military veterans when, in fact, they overwhelmingly have supported him in the past? I just do not understand what this guy is at, to be frank with you.
And unusually, the army, without mentioning the Trump campaign by name, have criticized him.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that the employee was only doing her job, and for her to have been treated the way that she was by the Trump people is despicable. And I think that's why the army was so forthright. And as you say, this is not something that they would typically do. But I think that they felt so strong. And I think in particular, the response of some of the Trump people saying, look, we were there and they disrespected us and all this other sort of thing, when nothing could be further from the truth. If there's anyone who's guilty of disrespect here, it's Trump and his team.
Yeah. And they've doubled down in their support for the Arlington Cemetery worker. But it's unusual that they would make such a statement at all, but they've done it, and it is if not explicit, it's certainly implicit criticism of Trump. Meantime, he has adopted a number of fake social media accounts. He's taken 17 fake social media accounts posing as Trump supporters so that it looks like they're supporting Trump and therefore their followers will support Trump.
Yeah, I mean, this is sort of all along the misinformation, disinformation line. And it appears that a lot of these European women in the fashion and beauty industry, you know, with attractive pictures, you know, on their profiles, et cetera, therefore garnering more followers and all this sort of thing. So it is one of the ways, I think, in which media and social media can be abused. And I suppose given that it's on the X platform, I don't think we can count on Elon Musk to take any sort of action on this front. So, yeah, this is going to happen, I think, from now until Election Day. And it is one of the new realities of political life, whether in the United States or anywhere else.
And typical of Trump, they've selected all these women for their looks, it would appear, more than their expertise.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sad to say, I mean, that's what Donald Trump, that's his MO. It always has been. It always will be. I mean, that look, we have him on tape before the 2016 election. We know exactly what he thinks about women, and still many, many women in America vote for him.
Now, the other thing he's up to, he's co-opting the music of various well-known stars. And the latest to say, no, you can't, ABBA.
Yeah, I think, you know, an awful lot of people in the music industry don't want to be associated with Donald Trump. And of course, the Trump team is looking for the catchy tune that they can wed their guy to. You know, it's something done by politicians in the United States to great effect for many, many years now. But Trump is getting himself into trouble on that state, on that front. And maybe it's because at last, maybe some people are getting sick of hearing God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood, and they're looking for perhaps another song. But certainly when it comes to Hollywood, when it comes to show business, Donald Trump isn't going to find many supporters there. But his followers might say, look, they're not real Americans and that we don't want anything to do with them. But Trump has to be careful on that front.
Now, if we want an example of how cheap life is in the United States, the shooting of Sean Brady, originally from Neenah in Kansas City, is a terrible tragedy. And two teenagers have been arrested. It shows how little they value human life, these guys.
Yeah, this is a really, really sad story, you know, especially for any of us who are American, who have friends from Ireland, who go there and who work in, you know, the hospitality, the pub industry, or the chefs and all this sort of thing. And this guy was just doing his job, working hard, a real pillar of the community, a pillar of the Irish community, which is small but pretty strong in Kansas City. And there he was. He sees teenagers acting quite suspiciously around a car, evidently trying to steal it. He intervenes. And unfortunately, they're equipped with guns. And, you know, it's a sad factor of the gun culture in the United States, but also a sad factor of a violent culture in the United States, and in particular in the inner cities. Kansas City has become quite a violent place. There's been a lot of homicides there this year, and Brady intervened. And in one sense, it was a very brave act, but it's just a horrendous, horrendous consequence. And obviously, our hearts and our prayers and everything go out to his family, to his American-born wife, and to all the people in Tipperary who are mourning his loss.
And finally, the summer school, the Kennedy Summer School, how's it going?
It's going fantastic, Pat. It is. We had a great opening night last night. We had Eamon Dunphy down, who gave a terrific interview, among many others who spoke. And this evening, we have the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, coming down to speak to us. And we also have the former Taoiseach, Enda Kenny, coming down for what is sort of a rare public appearance. So we're looking forward to what will be another great night of Irish and American politics, history and culture.
Larry Donnelly, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.